From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The first cruise ship to dock in Humboldt County in several years did so early Tuesday morning. The Silver Explorer arrived at the Schneider Dock and let out more than 200 passengers who started up tours of the region. Some got into vans and took part in a guided hike. Others traveled to Old Town Eureka, and others still took guided group hikes through the Redwoods. Three larger cruise ships who were scheduled to dock here next year have canceled. Other ships are concerned about the potentially rough waters that come with the territory here. California Highway Patrol ramping up summer efforts on Memorial Day weekend by conducting a maximum enforcement period. Seatbelt usage, the focus of the Memorial Day MEP running from 6 p.m. Friday to midnight Monday. During it, CHP officers will be educating drivers and enforcing traffic safety laws throughout the state to ensure a safe holiday. Officers also will be watching carefully for distracted drivers and those impaired by drugs or alcohol. Approximately 70% of the vehicle occupants who died in CHP jurisdiction in the 2016 and 2017 Memorial Day MEPs were not wearing seatbelts. Also, officials encouraging water enthusiasts to take extra precautions this spring when in or near rivers. Relatively full waterways will continue to rise as snow melts and are dangerously cold. Simple actions like knowing the water. Is it too cold? Is it too swift? Knowing your limits, wearing a life jacket, or even not entering the water at all when conditions are deemed unsafe can save a life. Last spring, California's rivers were also full and running high, fast and cold. Another important fact, the temperature of rivers, the average swimming pool temperature runs about 80 degrees. Swift water from snowmelt can be as cold as 40 degrees and can trigger shock, paralysis, and drowning. Coast Guard rescuing a kayaker stranded during a fishing trip this week after his kayak began taking on water through a hole in the hull on the Albion River. Albion Fire Department personnel found him stranded on a rock on the south side of Albion Point and vectored the Coast Guard rescue helicopter to the scene. A rescue swimmer then deployed, hoisting the man into the helicopter. Dolphin crew transferred him to Albion Fire Department responders with no reported medical concerns. Well, the Old Growth New Adventures Sequoia Park Re-envisioning Community Workshop number 2 is happening on Saturday, June 9th, 10 a.m. to noon at Washington Elementary School in Eureka. City's looking to make the park more inclusive, diversify the park's experiences, enhance the play area, upgrade the trail system, and add more gathering space, remembering the past 100 years and planning for the next 100. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.